I normally had a radar that spotted them a mile away. Apparently, I had let a much lower region control my actions that night, or I would have clued in sooner. I would love to say I was behaving like a prickly porcupine because the barista tried to skip me in line. But the reality was all my defense mechanisms snapped into place the second I saw him. It was that, or nuzzle into him like some desperate puck bunny. I hadn't been obsessed with him or anything. I just hadn't not thought about him. I walked into class and gulped down the last sip of coffee before tossing the empty cup into the garbage with a frown. Damn it, I was looking forward to drinking that. I skimmed through the classroom looking for a spot and scrunched up my nose when I spotted the remaining empty seat. Of course, it was beside him. Of course it was. I laughed, putting my hands up in the universal, "I surrender," gesture as Jax held the chair for me. He looked chivalrous, but the gleam of victory in his eyes told me otherwise. As I got closer to him, I could practically feel his gaze track over my body, like he couldn't quite figure me out. I did the same, taking in his appearance. I'd been too caught off guard in the cafe to check him out. He looked strong and sturdy, like he'd find it easy to pick me up and toss me around. And his wide chest stretched his dark shirt, making the barest definition of muscles visible. He wore fitted gray sweats that hung low on his hips. It was a typical jock outfit, but he made it look sexy as hell. I dragged my eyes up over his sharp jaw, landing firmly on his full lips, which turned into a cocky grin at my gaze. I snapped my eyes away, acting extremely interested in the floor tiles, and tamped down all my indecent thoughts. This guy was completely, 100% off limits. I still won. I pretended my face wasn't bright red and slid between the two-person wooden desk into the chair he held out for me. Not a fucking chance. He gave me a victorious smile as he took the seat beside me. I couldn't help my grin. Nothing in the rules says anything about chairs. Doors only. Do you have rules for everything? His laugh rang out through the glass, but it was cut short when everyone in the room turned toward us. They fixated on him. But honestly, who could blame them? He stiffened and slid a blank mask over his face. He looked like someone good at keeping others locked out. It was a huge contrast from his grin a few seconds before. While I sat here, heart pumping with the exhilaration of the last 10 minutes, he looked unaffected, almost bored. What the hell? My phone vibrated, and I did my best to covertly check it, rolling my eyes at the message. Dad, sorry I missed dinner. You know how it is. I promise I'll catch up with you next week. I shoved my phone back into my bag, determined not to let my dad standing me up again distract me from class. Most people had turned forward, but there were a few holdouts still looking this way. I twirled my finger, gesturing for them to turn around, and they spun to the front in a dramatic fashion. Really mature, Sydney. My arm pressed against Jax's when I pulled my laptop out from my bag, and I could feel it vibrating with his suppressed laughter. A smile cracked my face, realizing he wasn't as collected as he looked. I knocked my elbow into his, which earned me a sideways smirk. That's better. His voice was so low when he leaned in close and whispered, "Have a hard time making new friends. Maybe challenge them to a chivalry race." This totally isn't flirting. Nope. I've got plenty of friends. Really? How many? Well, I had 3 friends, but they counted for at least a dozen. So many. He raised a brow, not believing me. We should go out sometime. I'd like to meet them. Little did he know he already had. I don't know. Our club's pretty exclusive. exclusive to hanging out at home, eating pizza, and watching old reruns of reality TV. Okay, then just you and I. Did he just ask me out? My heart was about to pound out of my chest. That guy was hot, like roll off a magazine cover hot, and his confidence just made him all the more enticing. I twisted in my chair, already feeling warmth grow in my lower stomach as memories of dancing with him at the club flooded my brain, stealing all rational thought, and barely managed to respond. I see, you forgot rule number two. He raised a brow, but he was cut off before he could reply. The professor cleared his throat, looking right at us. Shit. He pushed his glasses up the bridge of his nose. As I was saying, welcome to Behavior Change Persuasion Technology. I'm Dr. Carter, and I want you to take a good look at who's sitting beside you, because these are your assigned seats for the rest of this class. Dread settled in my stomach. How was I supposed to survive the entire semester sitting next to him? I was going to lose my damn mind. Jax looked over, one eyebrow raised. Could he tell how much his attention was getting to me? He was like sitting next to a vortex, impossible not to be sucked in. He directed his entire body toward me and searched my eyes, trying to read my expression. My already warm face grew hotter. It was potent to have someone like him direct all of that toward me. He stared a bit too long, and I could feel my skin pebbling at his attention. This man was dangerous. Jax had that natural air about him all sports stars had. He'd taken off his beanie, and his light brown hair was in a naturally mussed state, and his eyes stood out with their light gray hue, surrounded by thick lashes. He scratched at his neck, over a tattoo peeking out above his collar, then pushed his sleeves up to his elbows, revealing muscular forearms. Discreetly, I drew in a deep breath. He smelled fantastic and oddly comforting, a subtle woodsy scent mixed with masculine aftershave I hadn't noticed at the club. You might need this, he said, and slid his coffee toward me. His voice was a low rasp, drawing me in until all my attention was on him. Oh no, he was not allowed to be sweet. Jax's mouth curled up on the side, his amusement doing nothing to abate my flustered state. Quietly as possible, I took the rest of my stuff from my bag, having left it for the last minute. I needed to figure out how to ignore him, or I wouldn't survive this class. A note was passed across our desk to Jax, and my patience disintegrated as I saw the name Lindsay in bright pink letters, followed by a phone number. I growled at him. Rein in your little fan club. Some of us need to take this class seriously. His eyes darkened, and he opened his mouth to say something, but not before Dr. Carter called out to me. Is there a problem? Shit, shit, shit. No, sir. I wrung my hands together in my lap, body stiffening. This is a serious class, and I expect your complete attention. If you can't show your classmates the respect they deserve, you need to leave. It won't happen again, sir, I promise. Anger rose in my cheeks, and I slowly turned to shoot daggers at Jax. His grin only widened, making me want to explode. My hands clenched, and I closed my eyes, taking deep breaths. This was exactly why I stayed away from hockey players. They were nothing but freaking trouble, and Jaxton Ryder was no different. Sure, he might have been charming, funny, and apparently thoughtful, but that was the chase. I turned him down. I might as well have waved a giant red flag in front of his too competitive ass. Dr. Carter continued. As I was saying, to get here, You had to be the best of the best. But you've never experienced this class. I glanced over at Jax, but he focused on the professor, who was giving a once-in-a-lifetime speech. The next 4 months will be some of the most grueling you've experienced. I'm here to make sure you succeed in the real world, which means I won't go easy on you. You've got yourselves this far, and how well you do is in your hands. He proceeded to list off facts with his fingers. 10% will fail, 30% will be below average, 30% will be satisfactory, and only 5% will be top of the class. As an extra incentive, the top 3 students will get a personal recommendation letter from me. Blood rushed through my ears and drowned out Dr. Carter's next words as I was overwhelmed with both excitement and fear. The exact thing I needed to secure my internship was being dangled in front of me like a freaking carrot. A carrot that might as well be 20 feet in the air for how hard the professor described this class. Dr. Carter was halfway through the syllabus when I dropped back into reality. We were going to be quizzed weekly, which was more than the typical midterm and finals. Most of you have good reasons for joining this class, but let me be clear. If you do not have one, it's best you leave. This class will be grueling, and your advisor should have informed you of that before you signed up. You either give 100% or you're doomed to failure. A sense of dread boiled in my stomach. Breathe, Sydney. You've got this. This was my last shot at getting a recommendation. All the more reason to keep my shit together. The weekly quizzes do not count towards your final grade. They're there to help you determine if you should drop out before the cutoff. If you aren't passing them, you won't pass the midterm, where you'll present all your work in front of the class. I swallowed hard. I needed that recommendation letter. For the next hour, I listened to what had to be the most intense first lesson ever given. Begrudgingly, I was thankful for Jax's coffee. Not that I'd ever tell him that. Dr. Carter closed his laptop and put it in his bag. Decide what you're going to do, and you're free to go. He paused at the door. And good luck. I was practically shoved out of the way as classmates surrounded Jax. One cute brunette started in.
You could come by my place. I have it all to myself, so we won't be interrupted.
She winked in his direction, as if what she was implying wasn't perfectly clear. I snuck out around them, ignoring Jax calling after me as I escaped class.
5. Jax. As soon as I got home, Lucas, our starting defenseman, met me at the door. He was a big man and he wore a bright pink shirt that he swore contrasted nicely with his dark brown skin. Want to tell me why you're tagged in a million tweets about running after some girl? He used his massive form to block me in the doorway and waved his phone in my face with Twitter open. Sid's in my little competition was on full display as he scrolled. Tweet, who's the mystery girl? Tweet, hold on to your panties, girls, because this you've got to see. Tweet, we want some of whatever got into Jax Ryder. I shrugged. Nothing to tell. There was no way I was getting into it with him. As it was, I would already get shit in the dressing room. Hockey players were huge gossips. Lucas looked at me with amusement written all over his face. Bullshit. Seriously, man, drop it. I walked past him into the living room, where both Alex and River chilled on the couch, playing a game on our giant flat screen. From the way he yelled, Alex was losing badly. Come on, man. Mr. Reserve can't go running through the halls and not tell his best friends what the hell happened. Lucas was practically falling over himself, getting a kick out of ripping into me. Alex, a forward, slammed his controller onto the couch, his dirty blonde hair falling out of its bun, and grabbed his phone. You'd think he would have learned no one beat River when he was committed to the win. Oh, fuck, there's a video. Alex watched for a second, and a sly smile took over his face. It's not some girl. It's the girl. He grinned as he jumped from the couch and pointed his phone toward me. Did she lay her rules on you again, bro? Lucas cackled. This I've gotta hear. Oh, hell no. This needed to stop right the fuck now. There was a sofa separating Alex and me, creating an obstacle I didn't need. Alex was big and fast. Oh, fuck it. I scrambled to jump over the couch, knocking him on his ass, but as soon as I grabbed the phone, he tossed it to Lucas, laughing at my failed attempt to take it. I shouted to our right winger. River, you gonna help me out here, man? Not getting involved. I heard she's cute, though. He gave me a wink and raked a hand through his pitch-black hair before starting a new game. I walked slowly toward Lucas, cornering him like a scared buck ready to bolt, and lunged to grab the phone. Sydney's laugh rang out through the room as the video played. The sound was free, open, no holding back. None of the fake giggling that I was used to. It really was too fucking bad she shut me the fuck down. Again. Christ, man. You were laughing. Lucas looked at me with genuine shock. I wasn't a big laugher. I tried not to think too hard about why. I mean, I put on a good show, but that was what it was. A show. Lucas's head was still bobbing from the screen to me, a grin curving his mouth. I'm never going to live this down. River's dark head snapped up. You like this girl, Jax? His eyes searched mine, head tilting with the question. Did I like her? Fuck, I wasn't going there. Nah, man. Just another girl. Alex laughed. Just another girl who turned you down. River looked over at me with disbelief in his voice. Wait a fucking minute. This is the girl from the club? I tried to blow it off with a shrug. She's not into hockey players. Alex laughed from the other side of the room. Sure, buddy. That's why she left you high and dry. He shared a look with Lucas and River, and the three of them smirked, calling me out on my bullshit. I had to pull my shit together before these guys found out how twisted this girl had me. I gave her my coffee, for fuck's sake. Some uncontrollable urge to do something nice for her and wipe the dejected look off her face. So, like a 16-year-old with no game, I slid my coffee over. Worse, I caught myself watching her drink, her soft mouth indenting on the lid, more times than I cared to admit. Alex threw a pillow at me. You've got it bad, man. Luckily, I caught it right before it smashed into my face. Bastard caught me daydreaming. I grabbed my bag from the counter, intent on making an escape. Our house was set up with two bedrooms on the main floor and two upstairs. The best part was each of our rooms had an adjoining bathroom. It was out of most college students' price range, but with each of our bonuses, we were more than fine here. Plus, it was fucking perfect. We'd been living together for the last 3 years and had a pretty good system going. Not to say we didn't get on each other's nerves, because we fucking did. I bunched the pillow into a tight ball and whipped it back at Alex, who stared at the TV, hitting him square in the back of his head. I rushed toward the stairs when he threw it back. It slammed into the wall, barely missing me. As soon as I was in my room, I pressed my back against the closed door and rubbed my hands over my face. I cracked my neck before resting my head against the solid wood and closing my eyes, picturing Sydney's victorious smile. What the hell was I thinking? I was supposed to be keeping a low profile to avoid school becoming a circus. Instead, today's stunt would be blasted all over social media. This fucking girl. I've been pissed about her no-kissing rule, but one night only should have worked perfectly for me. I would make a shit boyfriend. I spent all of my time practicing, playing, studying, or sleeping. My whole life was about making it to the NHL. So tell me why I tried to convince her to break it. It was bad enough I had to worry about my two oldest friends. Lucas was drafted to the Bruins right after me. Alton River after that. Something I would never let them live down. And we were heading to Boston together when we graduated. The thing was, Lucas was head over heels for Piper, and pro sports were brutal on relationships. Between road games, mandatory events, and training camps, a player spent most of their time out of town. Then, when they were home, players still needed to maintain their workout and training schedule. I didn't want to watch Lucas's and Piper's hearts get stomped on if it all fell apart. And let's face it, the odds weren't in their favor. Lucas said she was worth the risk, and seeing how they acted together, maybe she was. But if it fell apart, they would end up wishing they'd never met at all. I collapsed on my bed, resting against the headboard. I couldn't stop picturing Sydney's wide-open smile, bouncing hair, and delinquent gleam in her eyes as she booked it up the stairs. A small smile forced its way onto my lips, and I let out a frustrated groan. I wasn't that guy. I was the don't talk to me with a side of fuck off type. Now, with the growing attention around my start with the Bruins, I doubled down on being private. Running through the halls was the opposite of that. Lucas barged into my room, flopping down on the bed beside me like dead weight. He was still scrolling Twitter on his phone. So, you're into her, huh? You know damn well I don't date. So screw off, man. Lucas was my closest friend, meaning he thought he was entitled to know my shit. Whatever you say, buddy. From the way you look in those posts, I haven't seen you have fun like that with anyone. He looked at me like I was some kind of lab rat, and his voice turned serious as he studied me. At least not since Marcus died. Marcus. My stomach dropped. He would have loved this drama. What do you want, Lucas? He lifted himself off the bed. We're headed to the brew house. My stomach growled. I'd planned on staying in, but I guess it had other ideas. Lucas finally tucked his phone in his pocket. Honestly, though, how was it? I tried to shrug it off, but I could feel the smile build on my lips. It was fun. Just fun, huh? I'm not justifying that with an answer. Whatever helps you sleep at night, kid. His teasing tone was back in full force. Ever since he and Piper finally got together, he'd been on our cases about settling down and how wonderful it was. So, we basically avoided him like the plague. You think right before we moved to Boston's a good fucking time to date? Frustration coated my voice. No, it fucking wasn't. Something I forgot when I got within a 3-foot radius of one feisty brunette. Hey, hurry up! Alex banged on my door. Quit your man-hugging in there and let's eat. More banging. Get your ass out here, Jax, or I'm going to comment on each of these posts. He wouldn't dare. But it was enough to get me up and moving, even if it was just to knock him out. Sometimes these guys acted like we were brothers, and right now, he was the annoying younger one. I opened the door, and Alex moved to the side to let me out. He wrapped his arm around my shoulder and dragged me with him out of the house. Our agent called, and he wants to talk about today. He air-quoted the word talk. Looks like you're in shit. Rocky had signed Alex first, then took the rest of us on. His primary job was keeping us in line, and he was our go-between us and our future teams. Rocky was a dick, but made good deals and knew the business, which was what we needed. I knew how to play, not suck up and PR. I lifted a brow. Rocky can fuck right off with that bullshit. Alex laughed. Whatever, man. It's your funeral. A sly smile took over his face. Okay, I want all the details about this girl. I looked at the ceiling. It was going to be a long night. 6. Jax. I clicked submit on my online quiz and watched the calculate symbol flash on the screen. First test down, only 1 million to go. At least, that was what it felt like. Several students had already scrambled out of the class with matching looks of terror. Couldn't say I blamed them. Shit was hard. I might be a jock, but I didn't fuck around with school, and the quiz had tested my confidence. I cracked my knuckles as the results page loaded and smirked. A. Hell yeah. A distressed, feminine sound drew my attention just in time to witness Sydney drop her head on the desk with a dull thump, making it vibrate below my arms. She banged her head a few more times before laying it over her crossed arms. She flattened on the table like a giant weight pressed on her, so heavy she couldn't lift her head. I snuck a peek at her laptop and the B- marked on it. From the looks of our classmates, it could have been worse. I mimicked her posture, head laid on my arms, and faced her. Hi. Her gaze met mine, and her eyes widened at how close I was. My elbow was only a hair's breadth away from hers. Hi. Her voice was quiet. All her usual spark had faded away. Yeah, that had to change. Quizzes don't count, remember? I gestured with my chin toward her laptop. She huffed and rolled her eyes. Maybe not for you. You're already drafted to the freaking NHL. Passing this class matters to me. Could you fucking imagine if I made it to the end and didn't graduate? I scoffed, and a shudder ran down my spine. The newspapers would eat that shit up. Sorry. It's just... She took a deep breath, pausing for several beats before letting it out. I need that referral to finalize my internship. My head snapped back. Wait, really? The one you were celebrating at the club? Really, really. She rubbed her temples, and her fingers slid through her hair, pushing it off her face. God damn it. She looked like someone had kicked her puppy. I shouldn't care. I barely knew this girl. But I fucking did. Hey, we can figure this out. A soft laugh escaped her, loosening the tension in my chest. Oh, can we? I bumped my arm into hers. Yeah, the fuck we can. A pale pink brightened her skin as the spark returned to her eyes. And how do you expect us to do that? I didn't just fail this quiz. I studied and failed. First, a B- isn't a fail. Second, somehow I'm not surprised that you're as thorough at studying as you were at turning me down. Her eyes crinkled with her smile, and she gnawed on her bottom lip. That was fucking better. Her smile turned sheepish. It's not like I wanted to turn you down. It was the rules, I know. This girl had no idea how badly I wanted to break all of her carefully crafted rules. I turned my laptop so she could see my grade. What if I told you I could guarantee you an A on your next quiz? All you have to do is study with me. You can't promise that. No one can. She was right, but that didn't stop me from leaning forward on my forearms, cutting the distance between us. Try me. Just to make sure I understand, you're saying all I have to do is study with you for one night, and I'll get an A? I pushed my tongue into my cheek. There was that one-night rule again, although I doubted it extended to studying. That's right. She laughed, shaking her head. There's no way. I waited until her eyes were on mine. Bet. What? She practically squeaked the question, but didn't look away. The green had swallowed the brown of her irises, and her breaths came out in shallow pants as she waited for my response. I gave her my cockiest smile, the one I'd honed after a lifetime on the ice, antagonizing my opponent. I bet you'll earn an A on your next quiz if you study with me. One time. Her head tilted to the side as she studied me. And what's in it for you? It was a fucking gamble, but worth it. You'll break your rule and give me your number. What? She shot back so fast I had to grab onto the back of her chair to keep her from tipping over. I didn't answer. I knew better than to open my mouth and accidentally talk her out of it. I can't break the rules. Like I can't. The pupils in her eyes expanded, and she ran her tongue along her bottom lip. Especially not with you. Because you think I'm hot. Fishing for compliments isn't cute. You sure about that? Her cheeks flushed, and she rolled her eyes. What do you want instead of my number? You're telling me you never gave out your number? Or just not to hockey players? Of course guys have my number. Obviously, Anthony has it. I reminded myself Anthony was her roommate, who had a hot boyfriend, before continuing. Okay, we're just studying. Think of me as Anthony. Like Anthony. Her brows drew together, and I could practically see her mind working as she stared at the desk. I get an A, and you get my number? You got it. Okay. That's it? Okay. That earned me a smirk. Yes, oh wonderful Jax, I'd be absolutely honored to study with you. She put her hand across her heart dramatically, and her mouth stretched into a smile. There was the sass I expected from her. That's better. I dodged away from her smack. Where can we? We could grab a spot in the East Wing library. The study rooms are already booked for the semester, but there are usually free tables. She was already looking over her scheduler app. It was full of categories and notes highlighted in different colors. The way she agreed to be partners sounded as if it physically pained her to say yes, but I was her best shot, and we both knew it. I'm free Saturday or Sunday afternoons. That way, I could still sleep in from our game the night before. Nope, I work at the bookshop most weekends. How about Monday night? I practice late every Monday through Wednesday. We get done early on Thursdays. Would 6:30 work? Scheduling anything into my life was always tricky. It wasn't that I didn't want to make time for people. It was that I didn't have any. Cindy tucked her hair behind her ear while looking at her screen. Yeah, that'll work. She twisted to put her things into her bag, and her shirt shifted, revealing a long, thin silver scar running from her neck down her shoulder. I wanted to know how she got it. I wanted to know everything about this girl. Her eyes scanned the empty room. Well, this has been interesting, but I've got to get to my next class. I'll see you on Thursday, she said, quickly grabbing her stuff and nearly running out the door. I smirked. There was no way I would lose this bet.
7. Sydney. Mia. Enjoy your date, hot stuff. I huffed out a laugh and typed a reply. Me. You know a damn well this is not a date. Anthony. Keep telling yourself that, cupcake. It was not a date, because I didn't do dates. It was a bet, one that I wanted him to win. Wait, did I want him to win? He wins, I got an A, and he got my number? Was that how that went? Well, shit. I guess I did want him to win. Not that I had high hopes, but at this point, I would have tried anything. My day had been an absolute nightmare. I woke up late for class, my second one ran long, and work called asking if I could do a double shift on Saturday. I wanted to let the entire week drain away. Instead, I dragged myself to the library to study with Jax. For real, though, I needed to study. I wore my softest leggings, a light gray sweater, and my favorite pair of chunky black leather boots. Comfortable was the name of the game tonight. I opened the large oak library doors and smiled. This place had felt like home for the last 3 years. My schoolwork was all online, but there was something special about coming here. The college had renovated the library a few years back, adding an extension to the entire east side. It gave the space a duality of traditional on the left and modern on the right. I spotted Jack standing a few feet into the building and swallowed hard. God, there was something irresistible about a guy in an oversized sweater, sweats, and a ball cap. He looked good, relaxed in his skin, and I had to fight hard to keep my eyes from drifting downward. As soon as he spotted me, his face brightened, and the corner of his mouth kicked up. His gaze drifted down my body from head to toe, and then ever so slowly back up again. Jax's eyes darkened when they met mine, but they looked a little sheepish. Busted. He shrugged his shoulders, giving me a boyish grin that showed off his dimple. That was when I noticed he was holding coffees. My heart nearly jumped out of my chest. That for me? I clasped my hands together to stop myself from grabbing it. Yes, hello to you too. He held out the cup, amusement clear in his voice. You don't understand how much I needed this. Seriously, though, if he kept up with the coffees, he might get himself another stalker. I thought you might. I grabbed us a table in the back, he said, gesturing with his head as he led us deeper into the older part of the library. Our desk was tucked around a corner, providing as much privacy as possible in a public space. We sat, and I made quick work of mixing my drink with the sugar and creamer packets on the table. I took a sip and moaned in the back of my throat. Perfect. That's the best thank you I've gotten in a while. His voice was a low rasp. I ignored my hot cheeks and took out my laptop, opening the OneNote document I'd created for this class. It was easier to keep firm boundaries in the professional setting of a lecture hall, but tucked away, even if it was in a library, made everything feel different. I cleared my throat. Thank you. It's my pleasure. Jax cut into my thoughts and gave me a mischievous grin. God, no wonder women flocked to him. He leaned on the table, a casualness settling over him. Where are you from? We're going to do small talk now? His eyebrows rose. Looks like it. I huffed out a laugh. Here. That perked him up. Oh, yeah. What school did you go to? St. Clair High. Huh, I went to St. Xavier's. We kicked your hockey team's ass. Try again. We won provincials all 4 years I was there. He smiled, his cheeks indenting with perfect dimples. Your team cheated. I barked in a laugh. Did not. Jax held up a hand to stop me from what would have been an epic tirade about why it was not okay to accuse a team of cheating just because you lost. So you do like hockey? Just not college hockey. Oh, I like college hockey. But you didn't recognize me at the pub? The color drained from his face, and he looked like he sucked on something sour. Wait, did you recognize me and this whole rules thing is just a way for you to turn me down? He took his hat off and ran his hand through his already messy hair and sighed. Fuck. I had to bite back a laugh. I just don't watch your team's hockey games. I still follow my favorite. Jax's brows drew together, and his face turned to serious. What team, Sydney? He leaned in closer, the intensity of his gaze growing hot until I shifted in my chair. I suddenly didn't want to admit who I cheered for. It doesn't matter. Tell me who your favorite team is, he commanded in a low tone. Damn it, he wasn't going to let it go. Brick Bandits. No way. No fucking way. His voice came out in shock, and his eyes widened. They beat us in the playoffs 2 years ago. That's why we didn't make it to finals. I sucked in an apologetic breath between my teeth. Yeah, they beat you pretty bad that time. It was a good night. Jax's gaze snapped to mine before he laughed loud enough that we were shushed from the table a few rows away. Sydney King, that's blasphemy. You don't need to worry about passing this class. They might kick you out for that. It'll be our little secret. Hell the fuck no. I'm telling everyone. My heart rate skipped, and I had to swallow it down. No. Like, it's funny between us, but there's a whole lot of people who wouldn't think it was funny. Why do you think I think it's funny? Oh, shit. Don't you? A muscle worked in his jaw. He didn't look upset, but his eyes tracked mine. He was working something out in his head. When I win this bet, I want your number, and you need to come to a game. Oh, that was a bad idea. Something told me seeing him play was the last thing I should do. I'm busy that night. His brows tugged together. Doing what? Watching the bandits kick your ass on live TV. You're evil. He patted his hands over his chest and abdomen and looked at his palms. I must be bleeding with how hard you're trying to kill me. Stop being dramatic, I said, smiling. He leaned forward. His gray eyes were overtaken by the black of his pupils. I'll just have to win you over as a fan. I swallowed a shallow breath. Good luck with that. He shifted closer. I don't need luck. Why is that? He was so close, I could almost feel his breath. I'm good at winning. I bit down my bottom lip and locked my legs to stop myself from closing the distance. And if I don't, become your biggest fan. He smirked. I'll tell Alex, and he'll harass you until you do. I'll keep that in mind. I looked away and took a sip of my coffee, finally freed from whatever magnet pulled us together. You excited about your internship? He asked, keeping things light after the intensity of the last moment. Thank God. I chewed on the inside of my lip before answering. Yeah, I really am. I've been working hard for this, you know. He smiled at me. Nah, I know nothing about working hard. Whatever. I'm sure you've had to work hard your whole life. I was rambling now, but couldn't seem to stop. I'd ask what you're doing after graduation, but the entire school knows you are going on to Boston. Technically, it's training camp first, then I start with the Bruins for preseason training. He shrugged like it was no big deal. I asked another question. What are you most excited about? That's a tough one. Probably the bigger arenas. I can't explain the feeling of hearing the roar of the crowd. I thought you were going to say the checks. Energy buzzed through me at a smirk. Oh, well, them too. Thought so. I ignored the slight twinge in my chest. How about you, Sid? Are you a secret volleyball star? I scrunched up my nose. No, sports were never my thing. My mom and I were always really into politics. Is that what your mom does then? Politician? A dark, painful fog threatened to overcome me, but the softness in Jax's eyes made it almost bearable. My mom passed away when I was 13. She never made it. But yeah, that's what she wanted to be. I'm sorry for your loss. His lashes shadowed his eyes, and he stared at the table for several seconds. Nodding to himself, he took a deep breath. My best friend passed away a few years ago. He met my gaze, and I could see the grief hidden there. There was an understanding between us now. We both belonged to the same horrible club. He didn't ask, but I found myself saying it anyway. It was a car accident. A truck lost control and came into our lane. I was in the back seat, but don't remember anything after the headlights. I woke up in the hospital, and she was already gone. I tugged at the collar of my sweater and turned my head, exposing the scar that ran from the base of my neck to my shoulder. It's how I got this scar. Jax scanned the scar, and his eyes filled with understanding. My friend died in a car accident, too. He was there one day and gone the next. It took a while to wrap my head around it. My mom did her best to make sure I was all right, but there was nothing much she could do. It was a strange feeling sharing this moment with Jax. It was somehow both sad and comforting that he knew how I felt without me having to explain. We sat for a long moment, neither of us saying anything, just soaking in mutual acceptance. Finally, I swallowed hard, nodding, and then we both silently agreed to move on with the conversation. So, do you have any siblings? Jax kept the question safe and easy, lightening the mood. No, my parents didn't stay together long enough to have more, and my mom never dated after. He raised a brow, but I didn't explain further. How about you? It's just me and my parents. They've been together for almost 30 years now. It struck me how different our lives had been. He obviously grew up surrounded by love, whereas my life couldn't be any more different. Jax huffed. So, Sydney, what's with the rules? I laughed. I'm surprised it took you so long to ask. Success takes discipline, and discipline requires rules. And mark my words, Jax, I will succeed. His brows lifted. I don't doubt you. Good. So, you don't date? Like, at all? He asked, settling in his chair. I shrugged. I dated a guy for 3 years in high school, but we broke up when we went our separate ways for college. Not into long distance. He tapped his pen on the table. I noticed he always fidgeted in one way or another. It works for some people, but it's not for me. Too easy to get caught up in your own life and forget about the other, I answered. It wasn't exactly the entire reason, but close enough for this conversation. But that was high school. You're in your fourth year of college. You're telling me you just wrote off all guys? I gave him my best what-the-hell face. No, I'm a grown-ass woman, Jax. I can prioritize my own life, and right now, guys are not high on the list. His head tilted at an angle, and his eyes searched over my face. So, what is on the priority list? That's easy. My internship. I've spent the last 3.5 years working toward it. I leaned back, mirroring his position. Sacrifices were made, but I'm so close, it's all worth it. He stretched his arms over his head, opening his chest, and his gaze landed on my mouth. What sacrifices? I shrugged. Big ones. Like? His tongue darted out, worrying at his top teeth. No parties, I replied, and his mouth popped open. No parties? His voice lifted at the end. I smiled at his surprise and continued. No boyfriends. Brutal. He shook his head even as he asked. You hooked up, though? Yeah, obviously. I'm not an idiot. I laughed at the relief on his face, and I asked a question of my own. You get it, though, right? You have a big dream? His shoulders lifted and fell, a sly grin pulling at his mouth. Funny enough, being a future pro athlete comes with more perks than sacrifices. He held up his fingers to list them. One finger raised. Invited to all the best parties. Two fingers raised. I almost never pay for beer. He looked up and to the right, searching for another one, and his face lit up with a smile. Three fingers raised. And unlimited hookups. I choked at a laugh. Eventually, we all have to make sacrifices, Jax. You just haven't figured out what yours will be yet. Nah, Sydney. I've already got everything I want. Well, almost. Before another awkward silence could settle in, he looked at our stuff spread over the table and rubbed his hands together. Time to get to work on winning that bet. An hour into studying, bouncing questions off each other, we'd gotten into a groove. We'd been ticking through all the major components of our syllabus, our seats slowly moving closer until we were sharing the same book. Jax was freaking smart. It was way sexier than I wanted to admit. He was flying through his work and breaking everything down into easy, bite-sized pieces. Maybe studying with him wouldn't be so bad. You're good at this. Surprised? He narrowed his gaze as he adjusted in his seat. A wall went up behind his eyes, making him closed off and defensive, while his hands fiddled with his book. No, Jax, it's seriously impressive. I tried to infuse sincerity into my voice. His shoulders visibly relaxed, and his eyes briefly caught mine. How many people had made the mistake of underestimating him? His arm grazed mine, drawing all my focus to where we were touching. I had been inching closer to him as the night went on, reading over his meticulous notes and listening as he explained. When I asked questions, he listened attentively, never getting distracted. A zing of energy had been growing between us, like a magnetic pull forcing me closer. My gaze drifted down to his mouth. So close, it would be easy to lean into him for a taste. These weren't library-appropriate thoughts, but come on, who could blame me? And this was why I needed rules, because without them, I would be falling all over Jax Ryder. His phone vibrated, but he didn't look at it. We were both breathing a little too hard, caught in this trance. All of his attention was on me, and it was intense. I was a moth to a flame. That thought gave me pause. The story didn't end well for the moth. I broke first, leaning back and reached into my bag for my water. Aren't you going to get that? Nope, not important. He didn't even check it. Did that mean he thought I was important? My cheeks heated, and I turned away, hoping he didn't catch it. Hey, Jax, I didn't expect to see you here. A beautiful blonde perched her hip against our table. She came out of nowhere and positioned herself with her back toward me. My anger rose when Jax seemed to recognize her. Who was this girl acting like I wasn't even here? Jax was quick. Sid, this is Stacy. He gestured his hand toward me. Was it? No one had ever called me Sid before. Jax was studying me. His eyes narrowed in a challenge to see if I would correct him on his little nickname. Her smile fell as she reluctantly turned to face me. Her eyes took in my simple attire and basic makeup.
Nice to meet you. Cindy, is it?
Ha, funny. I'm pretty tired. Want to call it a night? I asked Jax quietly. You sure? Jax's expression darkened. If I didn't know better, I would have thought he was disappointed. All of that studying has my mind fried. I'm not going to be able to fit anything else in anyway. My words came out awkward and stilted while I went through my phone, setting up my Uber. The car was nearby, so it wouldn't be more than a few minutes. I hear you on that one. Jax nodded, and he gathered all of his stuff. He was practically ignoring Stacy, who stood there, mouth agape. Once I was ready, Jax looked over at her. I'm going with her. She made a huffing sound, but I turned to leave, letting him deal with that. I walked straight out of the building into the crisp night air, and I scanned the parking lot. I didn't realize how long we'd been there. It was nearly black outside.
Come on, I'll walk you to your car.
Actually, I walked here. His sharp gaze found mine.
In that case, I'll drive you home.
A car pulled up. That's okay. My Uber's here. Have a good night, Jax. I got into the car, straining all my muscles not to look back. God, a girl could get caught up in him.
8. Sydney.
You know your dad doesn't care what you wear, right?
Mia stood in my doorway while I pulled on a different shirt. I was on my third outfit change of the morning. I was dressed more professionally than my normally eclectic attire, with a crisp white shirt and long pencil skirt. My hands ran over my hair, flattening the invisible flyaways, and I huffed out of breath. I really was acting crazy. I know. It's just been a while, and you know how he can be. High expectations and all that. Being a coach in the NHL came with a lot of responsibilities, but my dad always expected the same effort out of me as he did his players. My dad had bailed on me our last 3 meetups, and no matter how many times I told myself it was his loss, I still missed him. I hurried to pull on my shoes. He would be here to pick me up any minute. I was already walking out the door when my phone chimed.
Dad. Hey, kiddo. I'm sorry. I have to cancel breakfast. We won a big game last night, and I couldn't bail on the celebration. Promise I'll reschedule soon. Love you.
My eyes stung, and I sniffed in a breath, refusing to cry over this. Hockey had always come first, and I had been an idiot to think that was ever going to change. I typed out a quick reply and headed back to my room to get changed into something more comfortable. Me.
Of course. Enjoy your win. You deserve it.
Luckily, he couldn't hear my tone through the text. Mia took one look at me and wrapped me in one of her signature warm hugs.
He canceled again, didn't he?
Yep. I popped the P, trying to add more levity than I actually felt.
He's an asshole. You know that, right?
I walked through our apartment and grabbed a bottle of water from the fridge. Our home was big enough to fit 3 bedrooms, a kitchen, and a sitting area, but small enough to walk from one end to the other in less than 20 steps. It was built in the early 2000s, giving everything a slightly dated look that was still functional. Mia handed me a coffee, and I greedily took a sip, letting the comforting liquid warm me from the inside.
Can we talk about anything else?
She paused and looked me up and down for a few moments before nodding. A slow, devious smile curved her mouth.
So, how was your non-date date?
Anthony chose that moment to come out of his room and leaned against the doorframe.
Yeah, Sydney, how was your date?
It wasn't a date. We aren't a thing. He's not mine or anything like that. I said a bit too loudly.
Where the hell did that come from?
Anthony choked on a laugh, and Mia squealed.
That's not exactly what I meant, but now I'm curious.
Are you catching feelings, Sydney? I wouldn't blame you if you were. That guy is hot. Mia fanned herself, and I rolled my eyes. I had to watch some chick hit on him right in front of me like I was invisible.
Wait, Jax acted like you weren't there?
Anthony's voice was laced with anger.
No, he didn't seem that interested in her, but